Colorado Rapids Soccer on Mile High Sports Radio with Jesse Trujillo.
Tuttle! Number 99 for Edson Tuttle.
Runner came for that one. She's onto the back post. Oh! Vicente Sanchez.
What an absolute belter from Jose Mary.
Your home for the Colorado Rapids.
Chance here. Oh! They're all at it. Shane O'Neill. Dylan Powell. Great stop from Clint Irwin.
Yeah, I wanted to get out there and play. It looked like so much fun. And those games, again, you have to earn the right to play in those kind of games. Those games don't just happen.
Rapids to get on the scoreboard, and they do!
Drew Moore with a header.
He's gone right, he's gone left, he's gone down the middle. Oh, it's a goal! And Deshaun Brown has broken the deadlock. Wonderful chance and a wonderful finish from Dylan Serna.
And a curl one!
Kamani here.
Powers straight down the middle. And the opening goal.
And an opening goal! Seconds on the board, Deshaun Brown!
All right, welcome into another edition of the Colorado Rapids NanoCast here on MileHighSports.com. I'm Rapids beat reporter Marco Cummings, joined by my co-host, Jesse Trujillo. You can listen to Jesse every morning on All 22 at 6 a.m. here on Mile High Sports Radio. He's a producer, FM 94.1 here in Denver. We're going to talk a little soccer. Biggest story of the week, obviously, for U.S. soccer fans. Yesterday, the USA suffers that 2-1 defeat to Belgium. Jesse, what are your thoughts on that game?
Heartbreaking. Well, first off, it was a good game. I thought that it was real good that they actually held up through the whole game, through the regulation in 90 minutes. Knowing Belgium and how late they had been scoring their goals, they kept saying all game, Belgium has scored all their goals after the 70th minute of each of their games. So in the back of my head, I kept thinking, yeah, this is great that we're hanging in the game. Tim Howard played the game of his life. I mean, probably the game of any goalie's life in the last 50 years with 16 saves total. You kind of saw after that first goal by Kevin De Bruyne that their spirits are kind of taken out of it. And then obviously by the second goal by Lukaku, their spirits were out of it. But it was nice to see the 19-year-old Julian Green to get a goal actually on his first touch in the World Cup action.
Yeah, Julian Green got that late in the 107th minute of extra time goal, kind of a consolation goal for the U.S. Kept their hopes up temporarily before the end of extra time, but in the end, the U.S. couldn't get the equalizer, and they're knocked out of the World Cup tournament. Julian Green, obviously... Manager Jurgen Klinsmann took a little bit of heat for selecting Green and selecting a guy like Chris Wondolowski over Landon Donovan. What are your thoughts after this tournament has concluded about leaving Landon Donovan off the U.S. roster?
My thoughts are that you got to go, I guess, with the way the coach chose his team. I mean, Landon Donovan, obviously he's been the face of the U.S. team for many years. I don't know if he saw something that... the rest of the country saw and in his play that he thought Wondolowski was a better fit for the team. So honestly, I honestly don't know. It's hard to say, I guess. You can't really go back in time and be like, how would they have done if Landon Donovan was on the team? I guess you just got to go with what the coach sees. He sees them more than anyone else does. So that's my thoughts on it.
And as fans of MLS here in the States, obviously, people who followed, especially the Rapids, have seen how good Chris Wondolowski has been in domestic play. I personally think the MLS is taking unfair amounts of heat for not being one of the elite leagues in the world. Obviously, they aren't, but they're definitely working towards that. And I feel like we saw some good things from MLS players like Graham Zusi. His play throughout the tournament, he was an important piece. Obviously, Michael Bradley took some heat for his turnovers throughout the tournament. I don't think he was in the perfect form. But again, moving on, we see some good players up and coming, especially on this Rapids roster. Some young guys that might make an appearance in 2018. Who are some guys you think on this current Rapids roster that are going to make a push to be part of the selection in 2018?
If I had to think of a couple of players off the top of my head, Dylan Powers, Shane O'Neill are probably the two guys that I off the top of my head that I can think of would be great fits. I know Shane O'Neill has actually tried out and he was on the U20 team. So those are the two guys that I can see making a push for the team to, I guess it's in Russia in 2018. So that would be two guys that I can see making a push for the team.
I would definitely have to agree with you there. Shane O'Neill and Chris Klute were invited to one of the many U.S. camps prior to this World Cup. Fortunately, Chris Klute had that hamstring injury kind of left him out and has kind of hampered his rapid season so far with that hamstring injury. Dylan Powers, we saw how good he was last week for the Rapids. 2-0 victory over the Vancouver Whitecaps. Obviously a huge Western Conference win for the Rapids. What are your thoughts from that game? Return to MLS play for the Rapids, and they started off with a win.
I thought the game from beginning to end was probably one of their best games that they've played lately. I think the games in the Open Cup really helped them out a lot during that break from MLS action. That was a huge win in a Western Conference opponent. It got us into second in the standings for the Western Conference. So overall, I thought our defense held up very well, even with the absence of the injury with Jose Murray. Jared Watt, I guess, took his spot and stepped up and played well. And Pablo Mastroianni actually mentioned that during his press conference after the game. How did you see the game?
Yeah, I talked to Pablo yesterday at practice, and he was still impressed by Jared Watt's ability to step in and hold that defensive midfield role that Jose Mari was filling. Vicente Sanchez, his first game back in MLS play since the Rapids win against the LA Galaxy a little over a month ago. Vicente Sanchez just created so much for the Rapids, almost had two goals, had sank that penalty kick that pretty much sealed the game for the Rapids before the half, and he almost had a bicycle attempt that got him another goal. What are your thoughts on Vicente Sanchez just creating so many chances for the Rapids?
Yeah, and that's the main thing. He seems to create with his footwork. He has many different options to where he could... You never know which way he's going to go. He's very quick out there, and his footwork creates so many different options where he can set up players for an assist in many different ways. Obviously, he was taken out. I can't remember what minute of the game, but he looked like he could have played more, and I think Pablo actually said that as well. But I guess he just wanted to give him some rest since they were up in the game. But it was definitely good to see him out there, and I thought he looked like he was up to 100% form.
Yeah, you talk about Vicente and his footwork. He was basically all over the field in that game. It's kind of what we're starting to get used to with Vicente Sanchez, just kind of not set in a specific winger or center forward role. He's more of a roamer, gets into open space, can receive passes from the other players and also break players off into space like a DeShawn Brown, take advantage of that speed and help the Rapids offense. Coming up for the Rapids, they're playing again this Friday at home against the Columbus Crew, annual 4th of July game, 7:30. You can listen to it here on Mile High Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Crew? Are they going to be a hungry team? They're sitting on the outside looking in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. What are your thoughts on this Columbus team?
Definitely, they're going to be a hungry team. They've lost four straight games to the Rapids, so they might have some revenge there. And like you said, the Rapids are in second place, so they already have a playoff spot. They're sitting in the actual playoff spot, not looking in, as opposed to Columbus, who's sitting sixth, and they take the top five teams in each conference. So they're going to be the hungrier team trying to come in and spoil a 4th of July game and try to gain those 3 points and hopefully boost them to where they can gain that, get in place of that fifth and final playoff spot.
Definitely important for the Rapids to keep their foot on the gas, sitting in that second spot in the Western Conference. Dangerous attack from the Crew. They have Higuain up front. Talked to Drew Moore yesterday. He said that was probably their biggest threat offensively. And on the defensive side of the ball for the Crew, they have Parkhurst captaining the side. Very similar to what we see here with the Rapids, center back, guy in his 30s. Almost like a pattern cut. Drew Moore and Parkhurst are cut from the same cloth. Going to be important for the Rapids attack to kind of break down Parkhurst organizing that back line for Columbus. Again, you can listen to that game Rapids against the Columbus Crew at home, Dick's Sporting Goods Park. You can listen to it here, Mile High Sports Radio, FM 94.1, 96.9 in Boulder. And you've been listening to the Colorado Rapids NanoCast here on MileHighSports.com. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome.